Hi, thanks for calling in. How's your day going?
Good. How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing pretty well. I've been doing pretty well. It's been a while since we've spoken.
Yeah.
Now I know that we covered a lot. It was a long time ago. Were you able to get your state licensing and all that?
Yeah, I wanted to give you an update on that. I was able to pass my exam October, sorry. Anyway, I'm still trying to finalize the final steps to get my actual license number.
Got it, okay.
I'm going to do that now, so I don't have my license number yet. However, my goal is to have it here hopefully within the next couple of weeks before December ends, or, you know, by the end of the month, hopefully.
Yeah.
However long it takes them to do their part after I submit my paperwork and bond and all that good stuff, life scan, a couple of things I got to do.
Right.
Which I've done most of them already. I've done
okay.
I've done all of them except for I'm just waiting today actually to get a second quote on a bond price.
Okay.
From an insurance company.
Right.
So once I get that, then I can mail off the final license fee to them.
Okay.
With the bond, proof of the bond. And then my workers' comp situation. So that one I already did too. So once I send that in, then,
getting
you know, however long it takes Netflix to give me the license number there. So.
Perfect.
So my goal is to shoot off the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Hit the ground running. So
sounds like a good plan. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk to you about kind of go over our last conversation and your emails that you sent.
Sure.
Kind of revisit that and if you can, you know, bring me up to speed on what kind of deals you guys got going on, and I'm mostly interested in everything you do, I'm interested in, but I would say my priorities would be, I have a website domain already that I created. I haven't built anything on it yet, but I've been using my email.
Okay. Would you want us to use that domain and build the website for you? I mean, I did send the email out and, you know, example of website. Okay, so we can use your domain.
Yeah, I would like to use that same domain, if possible,
is possible. No, we could absolutely do that. We would use your existing domain, build out that new website for you. Keep in mind that the initial construction of the website's included in that $249 a month, and the hosting, maintenance, and updating of that website is also included. In fact, you know, everything is included. There's no taxes, no fees, there's no surcharges, no lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profit. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just that fixed flat rate. I would still be able to honor that reduced rate, that $249. That is a fixed rate. It would be a fixed rate, so it would stay with you as long as you keep the service. It does also include the $100 of Facebook ads. That's the original $100 before the cost was reduced, so it comes in that platinum package listed on our website at $599, even though I'm taking that down to $249. The $100 of Facebook ads are still there, so we can easily target Fresno, Madera, Kings, anywhere you want to go. And then, of course, Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So with $100 of Facebook ads every month, that's like 400 clicks from people that can find you on their Facebook page and find the website that we'll build for you and pick up the phone to call you. Just another great way to get your name out there in front of more people that might be needing your services. Of course, the main goal is to get you listed on that first page of Google and even Bing. About 1 out of 10 people will use Bing. So as long as they're in your service area, they're looking for a painting contract or whatever they might type in, painter near me, interior painter, whatever they type in,
your
business will pop up. And then, of course, they get to call you directly. So again, you're not going to be coming out of pocket beyond that $249 a month. There is the one-time setup fee of $99, but I was able to take $200 off of that setup fee. so you're not paying per lead or anything like that. And of course, the calls that come to you are going to be from someone who took a moment to take a look at the website that will showcase your work, you know, before and after photos, talk about your company, your services, etc. By the time they start dialing your number, it's pretty much because they're thinking, hey, this is my guy. I hope he answers the phone. I hope he's available. I hope his price is fair. Very high conversion rate with the calls that you get.
Okay. So that's a good hot lead then.
Oh, exactly. I mean, people aren't going on Google looking for a painting contractor to practice their typing, right? I mean, they're looking to find someone to call. They want to talk to somebody who can, you know, give them, you know, an idea of what they'd be looking at. A lot of the time, right, they're ready to hire somebody, you know. It's not like a lead-based service where you get a lead and the same lead goes to five or six of your competitors and you're chasing down someone who, you know, you're in a bidding war and they might only be looking for estimates. With this, people are, you know, they're looking for someone to call. You know, you won't be the only company that pops up, and of course not everyone will call you, but I think that's okay. I think it's actually good. You know, you're not going to be getting those phone calls from people that are just, you know, looking for estimates. They don't even really know what they're looking for. By the time they start, you know, looking through websites and deciding who they want to call, when they make that call, you know, as long as they're calling you, I think it's going to be a good thing for you.
Right, right. Well, that's what I'm hoping for. I haven't built any social media pages yet for my business, but I was planning on creating my Facebook one and an Instagram one.
Perfect.
So I'll be working on that. Is there, as far as like the website goes, you guys would be able to like tie in?
I didn't want to interrupt you, but absolutely anything that you have going for you now or will have, we can have a, you know, the Facebook icon, Instagram icon as a clickable link on your website. So they can click right from your website to those pages.
Yeah.
That way anything that you've got going, it's all going to tie into what we'd be doing for you.
Right, right. Okay. Perfect.
And the other thing, I know you're looking to hit the ground running come first of the year. You know, we're not able to flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. I mean, it does take us about 5 to 10 business days to build out your website. We do have to also get you verified and recognized by Google and Bing as an active business. We have to create the content to get you on that first page. The Facebook ads, they want us to say 7 to 10 business days to get that up and running for you. It's usually 7 days or less. And of course, advertising is a tax write-off. So a lot of businesses are even increasing their advertising at this time of the year, even if it's just for the tax write-off. But of course, it's going to be more than that. This is going to be to get that website, you know, the domain that you already have, get a professional Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven website out there in front of the people that are looking for your services. So if you really are looking at the ground running, you know, come December 1st, you probably want to get started before the end of the year.
For sure. No, absolutely. That's why I was calling you now to,
of course,
to see what time frames, you know, how long it would take you to build that. You know, are you able to start building it without my license number and we can just hold off?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that we can definitely do because, again, we're able to update anything at any point in time. You know, if your phone number changes, if you want to add additional services or anything like that, of course, the licensing, I know you don't have that number yet, but that is something we can add in later on. We are absolutely able to get things started without that. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Now, question for you. I currently created a Google Voice for my business number, which is the number right now that I'm calling you from.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think it's okay to continue to use that with advertising and having all these numbers come through to that? Do you foresee any issues? Have you seen any issues with Google Voice?
Only positive ones, yeah. I mean, companies do fine without it, but the companies that have it, they have great results with it. I think that's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, cool. Yeah, I mean, so far, so good. There's been a couple instances here and there where the reception is a little spotty, but that's, you know, because it's an internet-based phone, I get that.
Right.
But mostly when I'm traveling or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, it's been pretty reliable. So, okay, I just wanted to get your feedback and your input on that.
Sure.
So we got Facebook ads, which I can't benefit from quite yet. I gotta build that. And then, Instagram as well. So as far as Google ads, are you doing Google ads or you're just doing?
We can. We are a Google Premier partner. The partnership program's been around for just about 9 years. The main reason that Google started the partnership program was to get, and it still is, to get business owners a higher return on investment with Google paid ads, the AdWords or pay-per-click that Google does offer. I mean, they do have AdWords Express that they can offer directly to business owners, but as it might sound fast and efficient, like Express Lane or Express Train, it really does refer to the fact that a Google AdWords Express account is kind of an abbreviated version of a true Google Ad account, meaning it's kind of, you know, set it and forget it type of thing. There's not a lot of professional management of that. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, business owners don't always see the highest return on investment or decide to keep using that service when they're not seeing the return on investment, which is exactly why Google started the partnership with them. So Google knows that when businesses and when Google Ads are professionally managed by someone trained and certified to use all the tools and techniques, you get a higher ad rank, a lower cost per click, you get a higher return on investment, and you're much more likely to keep that service. So we absolutely can do Google Ads for you. It would not be included in that $249 package. The minimum required ad spend for Google paid ads for AdWords is $300. So we can add that to the campaign that you currently have. If you wanted to, we could swap out the $100 of Facebook ads, add $300 of Google ads. So instead of adding an additional $300 to the $249, it would only add $200 extra, and then you'd be getting $300 worth of Google ads instead of the $100 of Facebook ads. We could do them both. You know, we can do $100 of Google, Facebook ads and $300 of Google ads, but then you're looking at $549.
Right. Okay, so then I'm assuming that the original package with Facebook ads is your greatest return on investment.
It really is. Well, I mean, percentage-wise, yeah, you know, because the investment part is lower. I mean, Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. Google ads might be $5 or even up to $15 per click. But it is a product that business owners do well with. I mean, it's something that I do recommend for businesses that have, you know, like a 100-mile travel radius, they've got 5 or 6 crews, they want to take on multiple projects at the same time and things like that, and if they can't afford to do it, it does make its money back. I mean, if it's, you know, if you're spending $1 on something worth $0.10, you're still overspending. If you're spending $1,000 but getting $5,000 back, it's still worth doing. So, you know, the $300 would, you know, maybe make you an extra, you know, 5-6 jobs or whatever it is, right? You're going to see the return on investment, and it would be worth doing for you. It is something we can talk about later on down the road. Like I said, I don't think it's necessarily the best fit for your business at this point, but it is something that is worthwhile. I mean, we are Google partners, and we enjoy that partnership program for a good reason. But even when we're not doing Google ads, there's still a huge benefit to working with a Google partner. We get our training and our updates directly from Google. The updates that affect the local map or pack algorithm, when they make changes, they let us know ahead of time. We see good results for businesses that are, you know, not looking to conquer the world, you know, looking to get things going, looking to maybe take on a little bit more work here and there, maybe expand their work for us a little bit. We do see great results with that platinum package and the Facebook ads.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. I appreciate the breakdown on the Google ads. I'm not
sure. Yeah, I don't want to charge you more than you need to pay and not get you some product that doesn't benefit you.
And maybe down the road we look into that.
Absolutely.
But I think right now with just getting on Google, right, so that my name and company will come up as a painter in the area, that would be
that would be a huge
Oh, benefit. That is huge. That is huge. Being
that's
on that
number.
First page, 9 out of 10 buying decisions typically go to the businesses that are on the first page of that search result, whether it is on
right.
Google or Bing. So not just being listed or having like a verified listing, which is like a digital business card, and they can only find you when they type in your company name, with even that platinum package, you'll be on the first page for keywords, for searches that most people do. Most people don't know who to call.
Oh, really?
That's why they're going on Google. So if they type
right.
in, you know, residential painter, interior painter, whatever they might type in, that's
mm-hmm.
all they have to do. I mean, as long as they're in your service area, right? We want to make sure that you're only getting phone calls from the people and places
right.
that you want to work with. You know, we don't draw a big circle around you. We do target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods, mm-hmm. even where you want to be found. And if there are places you don't want to go, even if it's close to you, we don't have to run your ads there. Just let us know. So that way, like I said, you're getting calls from the right people and going to the place
that's
you want to work.
Yeah. No, that's good. So I guess I didn't realize that I'll be popping up on the first page, you're saying.
Yeah, no, that's the whole point. I mean, that's the whole point of it, to be an option when people don't know who to call and they're just looking
right.
for someone who does what you do. You'll be popping up. Absolutely. That's going to get your phone ringing.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, that sounds good. Let's get this going. Paul, let's get this going, primarily with the website,
mm-hmm.
As a priority, building that.
Perfect.
And then, of course, getting Google, I guess, started, and of course you can't finalize that. Well,
I guess the priority would be the website, right? So
mm-hmm.
then
yeah.
it would be Google. So that would
well,
be
getting you verified, website. Getting you, we do all of it at the same time. You know, we make sure that you are verified. We don't sit on our hands. It is, you know, through Google's process. Whether it's like a PIN card that gets sent out to you in the mail and you just respond to us with that 5-digit PIN, that was historically how Google did things almost exclusively. They are more and more moving towards phone and video verification, so we can expedite that process as well. You do not have to have that license already to get that process started. And, of course, we'll be
okay.
building out that website. You do have photos of some of the work that you've already done?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I've been advertising with Yelp.
Okay.
Since May, I think May, and it's been actually really good.
Okay.
It started off really hot for me, getting a bunch of leads, quality leads too. Of course, you're going to get some crappy leads here and there and
right.
bogus ones, but I got a great return on my investment with Yelp.
Nice.
And then started to slow down a little bit. And then, you know, I started to reduce the amount of money
okay.
I was putting on it
right.
as far as, like, exposure and those types of upgrades.
So continue to do that. I mean, I don't mean to interrupt
right.
you, but, I mean, if you didn't, and I just found your Yelp listing, looks like you've got 58 pictures on there. I'm looking at your pictures right now.
I haven't posted in a few months.
Okay. If you didn't already have a Yelp listing, we would have created a community listing for you, you know, the free Yelp listing, because it is something that Google wants to see. It is more known to the public, and obviously you're getting a benefit from working with Yelp. You can continue to scale back on it. You don't have to keep paying. I mean, obviously, you know, more people are
right.
going to use Google and find you on Google. But Yelp is still important. And like I said, we would have created
yeah.
a listing for you. It's not really any more important than any other directories that Google wants to
right.
see, whether it's known to the public or not. We can use any of the photos off of your Yelp listing or any new photos. And of course, like I said, the updating of the website is included. So as we send you new jobs, you can certainly send us new photos and we would add that to the website.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. I mean, you'll have, of course, the client dashboard. We call it your client dashboard because it's a lot more than just tracking the account. You can, of course, track the account. You can see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the
yeah.
breakdown of the search rate. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. You can manage your online reviews. I mean, all of the reviews that you get online, wherever they originate, if it's Yelp, Facebook, Google, Bing,
mm-hmm.
If it's like Super Pages, Manta, they really will instantaneously just about, in very near real time because the client dashboard updates throughout the day, so it's very up-to-date information. They repopulate on your tracking system, so in one place you can keep track of all of your online reviews. You can request reviews through your tracking system, your client dashboard. You can respond to reviews, and you'll have access to a web.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Right from one place. It makes it a lot easier for you to kind of manage your business and certainly those reviews.
Yeah.
You'll also have access to a website editor tool. If you're one of the business owners that like to make changes to their own website, you can do that. You can add a photo. You can put in a senior discount, military discount, holiday special, or 10% off a specific service, something like that. And again, whether you're making the changes to your website or whether we are, there's no additional cost for that. Now, I do have the email address nate@montavistapainting.net. That's still a good email address for you?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the domain that you have and that we'd be using to build out the website?
Well, that's the domain.
Montavista.net?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean for your website. Just wanted to make sure. So montavista.net is the domain for the website that we'll build on. And then your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location. That's
correct.
Okay. I mean, that's kind of how Google expects it to be. You're providing a service. You're going to the customer. They don't expect you to maintain a showroom. And, of course, when we can verify you, you'll just be listed city and state, not even a specific zip code, certainly not any physical street address. Google wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would. I mean, especially if you're out in the field most days. So the next step here, and we can do it today, would be to get you through to what we call our client interview technician. One of our technicians will call you, and it's just like it sounds. I mean, it's going to be a client interview. We're going to talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, et cetera. You know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to brand you knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. Looks like we are booked up for 10 and 11, but this afternoon there's 1, 2, or 3 o'clock. Would any of those times work out for you to receive that half-hour phone call?
Probably not. I'll be tied up this afternoon unless...
Okay.
I want to keep it open because
we can push it to tomorrow. We could do as early as 7 o'clock or again as late as 3 o'clock. Looks like there's at least one spot available every hour except for the lunch hour, which is 12. Would you want something as early as possible, mid-morning, afternoon?
Let's do 8 o'clock. I think
will
work best.
All right,
right after I drop my knock up to.
Absolutely. So we'll do 8 o'clock. It will be scheduled from 8 until 9. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions you might have before handing it over to them. I will try to keep my phone line open. And actually, we have a meeting... Right. Well, looks like I should be able to keep my phone line open. If I get an inbound call, then I might not be available.
Right.
Or I get a call that I started much before that, but it's still on it. I should be able to say a quick hello to you. Hopefully, I will. But if not, they will take good care of you. I did want to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account. A simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us they're with Monte Vista Painting, even if it's you, Nate, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is important, especially in a week or two, once your website is up and active. Of course, it's designed to get customers to call you, and that will happen. If you do, though, get phone calls from anybody either claiming to be Google, even if they say they're a local splash, they will need to know my name, which, of course, is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question, and if they can't give you that information within seconds, just let them go. If anyone ever calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, You don't even have to ask them if they know the security question, because it wouldn't be us to begin with. Don't even entertain that phone call. I am going to do in a second here a voice verification. It is required of us because we are Google partners. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service as well as the one-time setup fee, that we're including the website for you, etc. Now, the options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Yeah, actually, let's take a step back real quick, Paul. I forgot to ask
yeah, sure.
a little bit more clarification on,
no problem.
On the package and,
mm-hmm.
and how long it consists. So the $249, that's a one-time rate that you pay. It's like a and I get that includes like ongoing services and maintenance on the website.
So yeah, we're gonna include the website at no additional cost. I do maybe one or two websites a month where I'm charging anywhere between $2.99 and $5.99 for the website. You're getting the exact same website at no additional cost. The initial construction of the website's included. The hosting, the maintenance, the updating of the website is included as well. That $249 package comes with $100 of Facebook ads each and every single month. And of course, like I said, that's about 400 clicks every month from people that can find you on that Facebook page. The optimization, the search engine optimization, the content creation, all the different destination directories, manual submissions mm-hmm. that Google looks for. Any updates that we get from Google that would warrant us either taking down directories or creating new directories, that's always included. Of course, we are always going to be updating content, putting blog posts and photos and things like that to keep the listings more relevant and getting constantly re-indexed by Google to keep you on that first page. So it is a one-time setup fee of $99. That attaches to the first month. So it would be $348 to get started, and then on a month-to-month basis, it would only ever be that exact amount of $249, that reduced rate for that platinum package that is listed on our website at $599 a month. You'd just be looking at $249 with the $100, the original $100 of Facebook ads included.
Okay, so the $249 is a monthly cost then, right?
Month to month, no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can even pause it if you get more work than you can take on. If you need to go on vacation, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. Although I don't think that would be an issue there.
Gotcha. So if I pause it, I still have access to the website. I can add and
correct.
Take things off. And-
Yes, absolutely.
All that stuff,
so
right?
we don't charge you when things are paused. We don't charge you after the fact either. Everything is paused, including the billing. That means your website is still up and active. It's still online. The content, the directories are still active as well. We don't update or make changes to the website, or we could make changes to the site, but we don't update the directory submissions that we create for you. The one thing that we would pause as far as the services provided is the Facebook ads, because, you know, the $100 of Facebook ads comes out of the $249. So when things are paused, we're not charging you. The Facebook ads are paused as well. So when you're paused, I mean, it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill, you can stop pedaling, you'll keep going, you'll probably pick up speed for a little bit, but eventually you'll slow down. If it's going to be paused for like 3 months or more, it doesn't happen overnight, but if it's going to be paused for like 3 or 4 months, you would slowly see your placement start to trickle off the first page, trickle down a couple of spots, and eventually off that first page. But as long as you're keeping it active, and, you know, as long as it's not paused for more than a few months, then you're still going to be on that first page for people to see in the exact moment they're looking for someone to call.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes
all
sense.
Right. So I've got your client interview scheduled for tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and then, like I said, I'll be on that call if I'm able in the very beginning. So to set up your security question, again, the options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
City you're born in. And then what is the answer?
Iowa City.
Iowa City. Okay. I have to type it in twice. but you are all set and squared away there. And then, like I said, I do need to read that voice verification. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. Give me just 1 second to set that up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Monte Vista Painting.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And then, Nate, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Nate Quintero, owner.
Okay, Mr. Quintero, as the owner of Monte Vista Painting, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Nate, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Then, Mr. Quintero, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Nate, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course, perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Yelp, and there's no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the content we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we will always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Nate, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, we will do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will create that website on the existing domain. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the subscription cost as well as the one-time setup fee, with the website included, of course, with it being month-to-month, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 4th of December, in the very reduced total amount of just $348.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 4th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $249.00. And again, that $249.08 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Nate, that custom website, again, is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract. Again, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. You can pause it as long as you need to by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Quintero, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Nate, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, I had a question in regards to that setup fee. Is that the best price that I can get today? Is there any chance we can waive that at all?
Let me see what I can do here. We were on Monday running a Cyber Monday special where we were reducing the cost of the setup fee. I'm going to see if I can cut even that in half. The original setup fee was $299. So when I spoke with you originally, I was able to take $200 off of that one-time setup fee. Let me just message my supervisor real quick. And then while I'm waiting for him to respond, I want to get my client interview technician a little bit of a head start here. Are you Monday mm-hmm. through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found?
As far as like my Facebook or Google?
Oh,
or?
No. When? Yeah, for your services. When do you want people to call you?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, any day of the week.
So 7 days a week. Is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Oh, yeah. 7 to 7 usually is what I have on Yelp.
All right.
And
7?
I guess 7. Sundays would probably be best to avoid.
Okay.
As many calls. I like to, that's my one rest day.
Everybody needs to take a day off every now and then. I'll go with Monday through Saturday then.
Yeah, let's put that.
7 to 7. And then are you taking anything besides cash and check, credit cards, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much all of that. I have a credit card option. I have, credit card, debit card option, cash.
Okay.
Check. Let's not put check for now. Okay. But yeah, I do have Zelle account, Venmo account, Cash App.
PayPal?
What else? No PayPal.
No PayPal. Okay.
Those are going to be the main ones.
Yeah. Yeah, those are helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier for your customers to pay you. Hang on one second.
Yep.
I just heard a chime. I hope it's my supervisor. It is. Okay, so it says, Paul, for this very young company, I would be more than willing to approve your request to honor the Cyber Monday special where we reduced even the $99 setup fee by half. So I could do a $50 setup fee, save you another $49 today. You'd be looking at, and I'll read it into the voice verification, it'll be exactly $299. In fact, I have to read it back because I did the voice verification. So it's going to bill for today's date. Let me get that recording back up. So it's going to bill on today's date, which is the 4th of December, in the very reduced total amount of $299.00. That does include the one-time setup fee of just $50, and then recurring billing on the 4th of the month will be at $249 a month. Okay?
Perfect. That sounds great. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm happy that we're able to do that. It's something that we were offering earlier this week, so I'm glad that my supervisor allowed me to extend it out to you. Now, the name on your card, is it Nate or Nathan? Any middle initial on that card or the business name?
It's going to be my full name.
Okay.
I'm going to give you my business credit card.
Sure.
Get some reward.
Of course.
It's going to be, my full name is Nathaniel without the H. I'll spell it out for you.
Uh-huh.
It's N-A-T-A-N-A-E-L.
Okay. N-A-T-A-N-A-E-L, any middle initial?
Yeah. No, no.
Okay, perfect. And then, is this a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Amex.
Amex, that should start with a 3. All American Express cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
All right. And same last name, Quintero. 3727-092-505-51005.
Okay. And the expiration month and year?
That's going to be 8/29.
8/2029. And then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
0073.
Okay, so I've got 0073, 0073 on the back. I've got August or 08/2029 for the expiration date. And then, Nate, was the card itself 3727-092-505-51005?
Correct.
And what is the billing address of that card?
2152 San Marino Avenue.
Okay.
And that's in Clovis, California.
Is that 93619?
Correct.
Okay, let me update that real quick. So in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated support system. It does have our client support information on there as well as the hours of operation. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Hang on 1 second.
Sure, no problem.
So that's what I get for trying to multitask. I was just responding to a text. You have what for me? A PIN?
Our client support phone number. I mean, you'll get it out to you by way of email anyway.
Okay.
But yes, you can reach your live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. Let me know if you've got a pen handy or if you want to just type it into your phone.
Gotcha. You know, can I give you my personal cell number as well?
Yes,
absolutely. Make that the main contact number for me?
Yeah. So the number we're speaking on now, that's the number you want on your website, the number you want your customers
to
call. Yeah,
that's my business number to call. Yes,
perfect.
Correct.
And then what is the best number for us to reach you?
Area code 816.
Okay.
946. Mm-hmm. 3131.
I've got 816-946-3131. That's going to be the best number for us to reach you regarding your account.
Yes.
Of course, we'll be promoting the number we're speaking on for the business, and that'll be the number
Correct.
On your website. So, are you able to take down the client support phone number? I mean, it's going to be on an email that you'll get in a minute anyway.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'll just wait for the email.
Okay,
so
perfect. All right. So in about a minute or so, you'll receive that email, that confirmation email. It's also going to have your username and password. You're going to use that to log into your tracking system. You don't have to try it now. In fact, if you did, you would probably get, you know, a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. But you'll get by text and email official confirmation when you're tracking system is active. Our automated system thinks it's active now and that you're trying to access it right now. That's not actually the case. We do have to do your client interview first tomorrow at 8 o'clock for there to be something to track. Now, you'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I do want to walk you through a couple of things there. Shows on my
Can
end.
Can I put you on hold for just a minute?
Absolutely, no problem.
All right, thanks. All right, I'm back.
All right. So let me just refresh my system here. You will get a few emails. You'll get the welcome email. Again, it looks like your username is the number that we're speaking on, the 0206 number. It's in our system the same way, so you cannot change your username. It is, though, designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. The username, I mean, the area code is included in that username, but just numbers, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So your username, of course, is simply 559-472-0206. Your default password, which you can change at any time, is run video, all lowercase, no space, R-U-N-V-I-D-E-O. You can change that at any time. That information is on the welcome email along with our client support information. I think most of the emails we send out to you will have our client support phone number and email address on there. You have another email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. And, you know, Google's made the process of getting PIN verified a little bit more, I don't want to say complex, but more comprehensive than it's been historically. They want to make sure that every business that is on the first page is an actual legitimate business. Again, you don't have to have the licensing in place right now, but Google does want to make sure that if someone does call you, you'll answer the phone, you'll be able to provide those services. So it doesn't have to be everything on that list. You don't even have to open it up now, but any of those photos that you can send us will help us to satisfy Google that you are a real business. You know, tools or equipment, your work vehicle, if you've got a business card, take a picture of that. Your insurance and licensing, when you have that, you can snap those photos and send them our way. I know there's really not like a physical workplace, and Google doesn't expect there to be, but for that one, they want you to maybe park your service vehicle in front of your house and take a picture of it there. That's usually enough for them to know that, you know, you are a service-based business. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything, but anything you can send our way will help us out. You got the welcome email, and the one that says local splash initial invoice, if you're able to open up that one, I do want to walk you through a couple of things there.
Yeah, I got it open.
Okay. So it says, thank you for choosing local splash. We've attached a copy of your invoice below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that blue click here, it's hyperlinked. It goes to the local splash terms of experience. Nate, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll through it. I don't want to walk you through everything. Of course, your time is valuable. Google, though, is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10, though, will choose Bing over Google. Most of those people will be searching on their smartphone. We do want you to get those opportunities and get those phone calls. So we will mirror the content on Bing, and that way you can get those phone calls. We are, of course, creating all the content, not just the directories, Google, Bing, Yelp. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. Of course, the website's included, the Facebook ads, etc. So you'll see the long line goes all the way across it, and below it, it populates a couple of boxes. We do want you to click both those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, we want you to click on that box. You'll see the longer box below it with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign. Click in that box and either copy and paste your name or type it in. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, meaning the N and the Q are capitalized, but just those letters. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after it. But once you've got your name as it appears in that box, do click the confirm signature box. That does a few things. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we reduce the setup fee even further, that we reduce the cost of the service, that we're including the website. It also will allow us to release the video verification or PIN verification, whatever that process is, and then also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you to log in. Just let me know when you get to the next thing.
Yeah. So the SMS messages sent to my phone, who am I agreeing that?
That's just from us. That's just from us. Oh, okay. We're not gonna sell your information anywhere. But every now and then we may send you a quick text message. We just want to, you know, be authorized to do that. We do use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually reserved for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records. Most of the time, we're just going to give you a quick phone call. But every now and then, we'll send you a text message. Like, for example, when your website, not your website, when your tracking system is active, we'll send you an email and a text message. So that's just an automated notification that your tracking system is active. We don't have one of our technicians or representatives give you a call for that. But every now and then, we might send you a text. But it's just coming from us. And, you know, we're not going to be blowing up your phone or anything like that.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm not sure if that went through or not, but it took me to another sign-in page.
Okay, so you're good to go. It does show updated on my end. Like I said, you do not have to try to log in right now. You can try it anytime, but like I said, you may just get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Certainly after we do your client interview, we'll start creating that content that will be tracked, and then you'll get notification, again, by text and email that your tracking system is active. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. We have your client interview set up for 8 o'clock tomorrow. That means at 7 o'clock, our automated system will send you a reminder that the call is scheduled at 8. Again, it might not get to you right at 8, maybe a couple minutes after. I did also just send you a calendar invite that's going to your email. It just says LocalSplash CIENG, that just stands for client interview conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and your actual phone number, which is basically the same as your username. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, that's our main email address. You can send anything and everything there. Please just do reference your phone number or your username. Makes it a lot easier for us. You may have tomorrow when they do the client interview, they'll give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. You can always email the photos team directly, but anything and everything can be sent to that main support email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Well, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, we'll be calling you right at or a couple minutes after 8 o'clock tomorrow. I do hope that I am in between phone calls to say a quick hello to you. I did now, though, want to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get that going for you, excited to build out that website, get you on that first page, get your phone ringing, and, of course, you know, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I appreciate it, Paul. Thank you for the follow-ups and...
Absolutely. Thanks for calling back in. Always a pleasure to speak with you. You take care. You have a great rest of the day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
No problem. Thank you, Nate. Appreciate you too. Take care.
All right. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.